Are we live?
That's our new motto. Are we live? I put it on the when we tweeted out today and said we're having an episode of 8. I said hashtag Are we live? But you can't put a question. You can't put a question mark on in a hashtag. We should put it on shirts though. Are we live? Happy November from my family to yours. Is it too early to start listening to Christmas music? Nope. Thanks. So Halloween's over. Break out your Michael Bublé Christmas albums. Let's get after it. Actually, season 3, episode 4 of the Devin J. Swiftney podcast. Luke Borglin, tech guru extraordinaire. He's right here as always. Top 50 podcast in the world, I do reckon. We got some big things in store today. We got Keen Clean Shoes Cruise Locks of the Week. It's No Shave November. I got my own personal Halloween recap. I also have a little complaint for a major fast food chain. Don't need to talk about it now, but we'll get to it. Plus much more. We got no guests today. Well, okay, I guess we do. We weren't planning on having a guest, but we got live studio audience per usual. It's like the Ellen Show, but more tame. hit up the comment section. We need questions today to keep this thing going. So hit up the comment section, ask some questions, make some statements. People here have some stuff up their sleeves, am I right?
Yeah, sure.
We'll go around and say names a little bit. Luke says no. We'll go around and say everyone's names in a little bit. But that's that. Season 3, episode 4 of the DJS podcast. Drop the beat.
Spin that shit. I was unaware this was happening.
Yeah, Luke didn't know we were going to drop the beat.
I know.
Can we do it, though?
Do it in like 5 minutes.
All right, in 5 minutes. You just tell me when we're going to drop the beat. Just say we're going to drop the beat. Can we calm down with the cup and the ice? The ice in the cup?
Yeah, you're being a real unprofessional.
Okay, well, we're going to play Psychedelic Dirt there. That's the name of the song, the intro song. But we'll be all right. Okay, it'll be a good segue anyway. Before we get started, I got to talk about our official sponsor. There it is. Can they hear that?
Probably not.
Here, put that mic up to it. Hey, hey, hey. All right.
Fire me up.
Yeah, if that doesn't get you fired up, I don't know what will. You're a flatliner. that's Psychedelic Dirt. What a name. It was a free song we found on YouTube. All right, before we get started, I need to tell you guys about Borglin Bros Lawn Cutting and Multimedia Services, LLC. They sent me a hat. I'm not wearing it today because I did my hair, but Luke's wearing it, repping. You know 5-Hour Energy, how they have like the 2:30 feeling? Sometimes you get that 11 a.m. feeling. You wake up on Saturday morning and you think, man, I do not want to mow the lawn today. So you call up Borglin Bros Lawn Cutting and Multimedia. They'll mow your lawn. They'll build you a website. Maybe you get that 6:30 feeling where you got to build a website. Call Borglin Bros. Tell them Devin J. Swiftney sent you. Best deal in southeastern Michigan. Period. We also have another official sponsor. It's Let's Do It Live, one of our favorite podcasts around here. Check it out on Apple Music, wherever you get your podcasts. That's Let's Do It Live. They talk about anything and everything. Let's Do It Live. All right. Next. He's 4-2. Are you ready? All right, he's 4-2. If you bet with him, you're a billionaire.
Exactly.
Because he wins 2 out of every 3 bets.
I'm feeling good.
He's feeling good. Talk like into the front. So here we go. Keen Clean Shoes Cruise with his locks of the week.
Yes, yes, yes. That's me.
All right, good segue. All
right, so every week I've been going two NFL games, 1 college game.
Okay.
So I'm going to keep the trend going.
Okay, I like it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Yep. He's 4-2 up to this point in 2 weeks.
It's almost perfect.
Yep. Yeah. So if you put your mortgage with him, you would have no more mortgage. Like, it'd be paid off.
Okay, so first game. We got the Louisiana Tech Raging Cajuns.
Okay.
At Mississippi State, plus 22.5.
Wow.
We're riding with the Cajuns.
Let's go.
Yep.
We got Mississippi State with a spread being -22.5. Mississippi State's only scored 23 points once this season.
Okay.
So how are they gonna cover that if
they'd have to pitch a shutout?
Exactly. And, or actually, they've only done it twice this season.
Okay.
And the only two teams that's done it were Stephen F. Austin and Louisiana. But Louisiana Tech blows them both out of the water. So we're going with the Cajuns.
All right, let's go. Next
sorry
pick.
For the sniffles, too. It's cold season.
That's all right. You thought he was going to be inactive today.
Okay.
Pick two.
Pick two. We are picking against the least liked team in the league.
In the NFL?
That's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, hate them.
Whoa.
We're taking the Panthers -6.5 at home versus the scummy Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Reasons, other than Dirk Cutter and their terrible organization. the Bucs are last in pass yards. The Bucs D is last in pass yards per game, pass touchdowns, interceptions, and passer ratings.
Wow.
And this year, this was said by our guy Colin Coward.
Uh-huh.
We're seeing something we like to say, Cam Newton isn't playing like an MVP. He's playing like an MVC. That's the most valuable Cam. This is the best Cam we've seen him. And wow. If you have any other reasons to argue that, then bring them at me, because the guy's playing his heart out.
All right. You wrote him last week too, right?
Yep. And my last pick.
Pick three.
I hate to do it, but I'm giving everybody some Thursday night action.
Okay. Wow. It starts like right now.
Yeah. So get ready. Call your bookie.
Yeah. Yeah, you might need a live bet this one.
We're taking John Gruden against my prized 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
The Niners will be starting Nick Mullins, our third string undrafted rookie.
Quarterback.
And if you were to ask me, I'd say the Raiders are pretty desperate right now. And if they don't win this game, then I think John Gruden is packing his bags up.
Whoa. He's on a 10-year contract.
But,
all right.
Yeah, those are the locks of the week.
All right. He's 4-2, so why would you not bet with this man?
I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
Exactly. Put $1, put $100.
Yeah. Put $1 million. Doesn't matter. Yeah, he's 4-2. Let's go. That was Kane Cruz with the clean shoes lock of the week. All right. That'll be a recurring segment every week. He's 4-2. What are you going to do about it?
Not leaving.
Yeah, he says he's not leaving. He'll be around.
I'm not slowing down.
Yep. We need a big 3-0 week, though.
Yeah. I'm actually pissed. Like, 2-1 isn't good enough for me.
No. We expect to win them all. All right. I got a little Halloween recap for you guys. I guess the first one isn't really about Halloween. But when you smell something bad? And it kind of just lingers in, like, the depths of your sinuses for a little while. Maybe 24 hours. It kind of sits there. Everyone's nodding their head. So we had a skunk, like, right outside of our house last night. And that thing was, like just everywhere you went, there was just a little bit of, like, that's... I know what you're thinking. Like, but it smelled like... Just got that little bit of skunk. And my room's right above the garage. It was terrible. So that was, like, Halloween night, of course. That's fitting, right? It's still lingering a little bit, like, right up in here near my eyes, in my nose. but we got some Febreze. No free advertisements, but the flavor is Bora Bora Waters.
Yeah.
It really worked. Yeah. Bora Bora Waters.
Tastes like it.
Yeah, the flavor. The flavor. Yeah, but actually this one's more related to Halloween, this other story. So we live in a college town. East Lansing, Michigan, and like more specifically we live in like a college neighborhood. More specifically we live on a block of houses where everybody goes to college, am I right? So last night I'm sitting here studying for the exam I have today and I hear a knock on the door. I'm like, who's knocking on my door? It was like 8:15. I'm like, who's knocking on my door? Like usually people just walk in, like,
yeah.
Come on, help yourself. And I open the door. These little girls are standing there, trick or treat. And I, oh man, I didn't even say anything. I was just like, shoot, we don't have any candy. Sorry, we didn't have any candy. So like, I'm running around. I'm yelling at Luke. I'm like, what do I do? I'm yelling at Max. What do I do? And Max is like, I got chips. So he gave him bags of chips.
Nice.
That's horrible, though. Like, could you imagine being a little kid when you're trick-or-treating? You get home, you pour out your bag, you're like, who the heck gave me chips?
Dude, I saw a picture. Here,
let's get this man a mic. Oh, my bad. You're right here.
I saw something on Twitter of a guy who is giving out pocket constitutions to kids.
Oh, I have that written down. I have that written down, actually. We're going to get to it. Yeah. No, let's talk about it.
It's like, that's evil.
No, it was like a... It was like a state representative from South Carolina. No, but seriously, like, he was giving out little tiny constitutions.
Yeah, I don't know. If that was me as a kid, I'd probably ate that guy's house.
100% sure. Getting TP'd.
Yeah.
100%.
But at least, like, tape some candy to him.
Yeah, seriously.
A little Reese's, a little...
Yeah. Can you pull that up, Luke? It's in the email I sent you. It's like the second thing. Nobody in the chat yet? We were flying through things anyway. Yeah, some trick-or-treaters were tricked with a copy of the Constitution. South Carolina Representative Mark Sanford's house. He handed out copies. That's what you're talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. And it's just like, I just don't understand. Like,
where was Nicolas Cage when this happened?
You think like I'm going to read that? Because if that's me, I'm throwing it out. Like, I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm
not, or maybe recycling.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, not even
those kids are just gonna. They're just gonna throw it out.
Okay, we got a lot of people talking. Let's go around and say everybody's name.
Donald, hello.
Where are you from?
Los Angeles.
Keep going.
Brennan, Gross Point.
Keen Cruz, City by the Bay.
Okay. Luke Borglund.
Jeff, Dirty Jersey.
Okay. Jeff was on the podcast 2 weeks ago. Brandon was on last week.
Correct.
Donald was on season one.
Season one, baby. I'm an OG.
Was that episode 4?
I don't know.
Well, we couldn't figure out a guest to have on today, so we got everybody.
Squad up.
And we got Keen Clean Shoes Cruz.
As always.
You know him. All right, well, that was my Halloween story. I guess chips are probably better than constitutions, right?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay.
What about a declaration?
Oh, 100%.
Here, we can share a mic, Jeff.
Right, the Declaration.
We're just rearranging things. Yeah, I'm gonna steal the Declaration of Independence.
There's a brick. Declaration.
Alright, that's my Halloween recap, though. Everything I got. We got skunked, and we had to give out chips.
You got skunked.
And then we found two more pieces of candy, though, so if we could have handled two more trick-or-treaters.
Dev, tell the audience your costume for Halloween. That was one of the best.
Was it? All right, well, I guess props to my sister for telling me about the idea, but I went to Meijer, and I bought a green long-sleeve t-shirt. It was $8, but I got it 50% off.
What was the material again? It was like felt?
It was cotton,
okay.
I think.
It was a little scruffy, though, wasn't it?
Well, we'll get to that part. So then I bought some, also at Meijer, I bought some white pipe cleaners. And then I glued the pipe cleaners on the shirt, and I was a cactus. Pretty good, right?
It was realistic because Hannah texted me the next morning. She said, "I have scratches all over my arm."
I feel like the people.
I do too.
You were an anxious Mikey. Wait.
No, like, we went to a Halloween party. I feel like everybody around me got scratched.
Yeah. Real spiky boy. Was it kind of packed in there?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I couldn't. What am I gonna do?
Yeah,
I'm a cactus.
Stand clear of the cactus.
My grandma used to pass out chips. Uh-huh. Oh, so we're carrying on the tradition. Let's go. Perfect. All right, next year, we're passing out chips.
Let's go.
You get pretty pricey, no?
Yeah, maybe.
Just go to Costco.
Yeah, we'll buy in bulk. Whatever.
Dude, I haven't been to Costco in so long. I want a chicken bake.
A chicken bake.
Speaking about chips and Halloween, I actually have a quick little anecdote.
Let's go.
So I met this guy over the weekend, and he was wearing a Damian Lillard jersey, and he had like a Pringle with like an armband, and it was just
like a Pringle attached to an armband.
Yeah, and it was just on his arm, and I was like, "All right, Damian Lillard jersey, a Pringle yeah. on his arm. What does that mean? He was Damian Lillard with a chip on his shoulder.
Oh my god!
Wow. You sure it wasn't Allen?
Yeah, what is it?
That's good. Yeah, that's a good one though. I like that.
All right. Anyone else got a good Halloween costume? Anyone?
Yeah. I was supposed to be Clint Eastwood. And it didn't work out.
It did.
I have a story.
I walked into Water's Edge and some girl was sitting on the stairs and she's like, "Oh my god, are you a Mexican?" Mm. And I said, "Yes, I'm a Mexican inside a Mexican's costume." Yeah. So I had like a sombrero and had spurs.
I thought you looked like Clint Eastwood.
You think so?
But maybe other people.
Yeah.
I don't know. Brendan was Spider-Man.
I went last minute shopping at Meijer. And let's just say that there were no Spider-Man options, shirt-wise or costume-wise, like for adults. So, last resort, I went to the kids section and actually found ages 3 to 4 costume.
Not good.
So, it was really small. I got home and took like 30 minutes of cutting it up and then put on like the chest part and put on a jean jacket over it. And just the chest was showing and it actually worked out pretty nicely, so... My craftsmanship was...
You would have been sent home, like, in middle school for showing your
mirrors. Yeah, it was... If I had my jacket off, when you could ask the guys.
When you took that jean jacket off, I thought you were a male stripper.
Yeah, it was... The like, at the bottom of your chest.
Yeah, it was, like, a crop top, like, cut off of a Spider-Man's ripped six-pack.
It was cute, though.
But I made the best of it.
It fit for Bronny.
It was a nice $30 well spent. Kinda.
Brendan looks like Tom Holland, the guy that plays Spider-Man.
No, he doesn't. He's also giving out autographs, apparently.
I have.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I have.
I don't think so.
Brendan looks more like Ellen DeGeneres.
That's where my Ellen show reference came from.
Yo, do a poll. You should do a poll.
Yeah, send out a poll.
I vote Ellen.
No,
Ellen.
Close.
Does Brendan look more like Ellen or
Tom Holland?
Do one of those or the foster dad from like my
Instagram polls?
Yeah, on the Instagram story. All right, enough about Halloween, because it's November. We still have a pumpkin on our table, though.
That was so last month.
Still pumpkin spice latte season, though.
Yeah, I have a bunch
Oh, Red Cups come out today at Starbucks.
What?
That starts today. Red Cups?
That was the most basic thing I've ever heard.
Wait, what are they called?
Red Cups. You know the Red Cups? The seasonal cups of the
Christmas ones.
I mean, I don't shop at Starbucks often, but... Oh, wait, what are Red Cups?
Like the season cups, like the Red Cups that come out, like the basic... White
normally
cups?
It's like normal Starbucks cups, and then now they have like
they're red.
Reindeers.
Yeah.
Oh, now they're red.
Yeah, they're just red.
They're colorful.
Seasonal.
Yo, that's crazy.
You didn't know that?
They're red?
Yeah.
I guess. Oh, we're sending out a poll.
Ellen DeGenerate.
You gotta use a good picture.
Yeah,
like this.
Ellen DeGenerate. Okay, so they just send out red cups.
Yeah, it's just red cups, but it's only for like the month of November, December.
Okay.
Yeah.
Limited time offer. No free advertising. All right, I'm going to move on to my next story now that we're talking about fast food restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had an exam. I had an exam on Tuesday. I had a presentation on Wednesday, and I had an exam today. So I was, like, packed all week, whatever. It is what it is. So I get out of my exam today. I'm like, I'm going to go eat some Chick-fil-A. I'm going to go treat myself.
Oh.
So I went to Chick-fil-A. Went to Chick-fil-A, and it was less than a year ago today. I think I talked about this on the podcast, but I ate a Chick-fil-A sandwich one time, and my tongue turned orange.
I remember that.
Yeah, for like a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sitting. This is like, you know that saying, it says, it's fool me once? How does that go?
Yeah, yeah.
Shame on you.
Fool me once, shame on me.
You. No. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Okay, so this one's on.
Fool me three times, fool me again.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so I go through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru, and you know, I can recite the whole conversation because I've been there a million times. They're like, yeah, what do you want to drink with that? Lemonade. Do you want any dipping sauces? And I go, yeah, can I get a lot of ranch? Like a lot of ranch. I always eat a ton of ranch. And then she goes, yeah, we'll give you a lot of ranch. And then you know how they review your order after?
Sure thing.
Like they go, all right, you got this, this, this. And then mm-hmm. when she says my order, the last thing she says, she goes, and some ranch. And I was like, no, I asked for a lot of ranch. And then they gave me like two things of ranch.
Oh my god.
What's up with that? So I don't know. Did they lose my service today?
I lost mine.
Probably not, because it's Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Probably. Will you actually not go back because of the ranch?
No, I'm gonna go back. But I've asked for a lot of ranch before, and they give me like 4 of them.
I think I never make it home with Chick-fil-A fries.
Oh yeah,
they're always gone on the ride home. Yeah.
Yeah,
they're so good.
So yeah, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice.
Shame on me.
Shame on me.
Fool me 3 times, load the chopper, and let it rain on you.
Whoa, man. Okay, J. Cole.
Whoa.
Did no one else hear bars. My J. Cole reference like 2 minutes ago? Oh, okay, cool.
No.
Did we get that poll up?
I said J. Cole.
All right, check our Instagram and Twitter. All right, check out our...
I'd like to have an honest answer, not...
From the heart.
Who's...
Oh, he's getting called on his Apple Watch.
Was it Ellen?
Oh, my God.
It was the Ellen Show. Yeah, so I don't know. I'll be back at Chick-fil-A, but maybe like they'll lose my service like 1 time. But whatever.
That's all it takes.
All right. Let's get to... Okay, who here is doing No Shave November?
I think I am. I might as well.
Just one?
I can try, but no promises. I can't even grow anything.
I keep trimming it.
I say we all do it.
Cut.
I shaved them like Saturday.
I didn't shave it, but I trimmed it, I guess.
I should have done it like last night at midnight, but I kind of forgot about it. Yeah. Yeah, as the clock struck midnight.
Jesus.
Me and Keen are in the Madden playoffs right now, so I guess I shouldn't say shave.
Yeah, playoff beard.
Playoff beard.
Nice. Yeah, that's true. We were gonna do that for flag football, grow out our playoff beards.
Thanks.
But. We had a quick exit.
Yeah.
We don't have to talk about that. Got some more current events. Luke, can we pull those up? Sorry.
Which one?
The first one.
I don't know what the first one is.
That one. This one got me fired up. Luke will relate.
Ooh.
Entertainment Weekly released a cover.
Khaleesi.
Who is that?
Khaleesi and Jon Snow.
No, but, like, what's her name?
What is her name
it's
in real
like
life?
Like, Emil something. Amelia Clark.
How awesome is that Game of Thrones cover right there? Who watches Game of Thrones?
I've never seen it. I'm scared of getting into it.
Here, keep going down. There's a big one.
Yeah.
How many seasons is it in now?
It's dangerous.
Oh, maybe not.
7 seasons?
Maybe.
It's 8 seasons. Well, the eighth season is coming out. When is it coming out? 2019? Is it not
it's like
loading?
February.
What happened to Stranger Things?
Honestly.
I thought you said it was supposed to come like this.
Stranger Things.
I thought it was supposed to come out in October.
I thought it was supposed to come. I guess they pushed it to like May or something.
Oh my Jesus. God.
Oh man.
Oh my.
I forgot about Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Doesn't it come out on Halloween every year?
Yeah, this is our Wi-Fi, by the way.
Yeah, our Wi-Fi's struggling. Just go up to the top one. Oh, maybe not. All right, well, Entertainment Weekly put out a great cover with some Game of Thrones characters on it. It got me fired up. All right, that's
Derek in the house.
Yeah, King in the North. spring 2019, he says. All right, you guys should all watch Game of Thrones. It's so good. And I was that person who was like, I'm not really into like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then I watched one episode and it was over.
Like, we finished it in the summer.
Yeah, not even like 2 months. I probably watched all 7 seasons. Let's relax. All right. Well, we couldn't get that one. Next, go to that last. I don't know if any of you guys saw this. we don't like to like talk about a ton of sports, but this was hilarious. So the Lions traded Golden Tate this week, and the reporters kept grilling Lions head coach Matt Patricia. I think you don't even have to be a sports fan to like appreciate, not even appreciate, but just. Think about this story. So they're asking him, they're like, oh yeah, the Golden Tate trade, what happened? And the guy asks a question about the trade, and Matt Patricia goes, before I answer that question, can you just sit up straight, fix your posture, like have some respect for this whole process? And the reporter was like, like, what do you say to that?
Yeah.
And he was like, you come in here every day asking me questions all hunched over, like, come, just be a little respectful.
Yeah.
And then he acted like nothing ever happened and answered the question, like, with an honest answer.
So yesterday I saw a guy that was dressed up as Matt Patricia for Halloween.
Uh-huh.
And like I was just like messing around with him. I was like, "Hey bro, like fix your posture." like as a joke, you know, yes. Like if you're gonna dress up as Matt Patricia, like stay updated on him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, know the story.
And like I kept on saying like, yeah, like fix your posture, and he just got like, he was, like started what? Getting offended and stuff, and like was like going big league on me. I was like, all right, you obviously
all right, fake fan,
Matt Patricia,
fake fan.
Did he have a pencil in his ear?
No.
What? How do you the heck out of here?
He's like Matt Patricia.
He was Matt Patricia for Halloween was, without a pencil in his ear.
The kid in Mina Devin's accounting class that sits in front of me looks like.
Oh, there's Bob a kid Quinn. In our accounting class that looks like Jim Bob Cooter.
Oh, Jim Bob.
Exactly.
Cooter. Would I say Bob Quinn?
I love that name, Jim Bob Cooter.
Yeah, Jim Bob Cooter.
Yeah.
He looks exactly like him.
It's crazy.
It's uncanny. Like he wore a Lions hat to class one day. He looked exactly.
Steve
like
asks, him. Legalized recreational marijuana.
No, that's okay. Yeah, let's talk about it. It's on the ballot on Tuesday in Michigan.
Dang.
Yeah,
it is?
Yeah.
Let's get on November 6th.
We're talking about current events.
Go green.
Go white.
Okay, let's talk about it.
First.
Does anyone want to talk about it?
I mean, we come from legal states, so it's it's not a big deal to us anymore.
Donald and Keener from California, so it's nothing new.
I think some
new.
People in this room know more about it than others.
Yeah.
I think it keeps... if people want to participate in the recreational use of marijuana, I think it's safer if it's legal because it's not going to be... Like, the government is in charge of it, so, like...
Yeah, I guess.
You know, like, it's not going to be, like...
It's regulated, yeah.
Also,
regulated. Sure, yeah.
Dare just removed it from the gateway drug.
I did see that.
Who did? Oh, Dare. D-A-R-E.
D-A-R-E. They just removed it from their list of gateway drugs. So, there's that, too.
There's probably some bias because places legalized it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Canada.
It is on the ballot. So, get out.
You think Michigan will pass?
I don't know. I haven't really read into it, but...
It's a big industry. It's a lot of money.
Wasn't it really good for like Colorado's economy?
And yeah, it's like I'm saying, it's a lot of money.
Like tax
it's a lot of money.
Constellation Brands, who owns like Corona and a bunch of like big name alcohol products, they recently bought out one of the top cannabis companies, and like I think they're gonna try to implement like a infiltrated cannabis drink or some sort.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
You see that?
Yeah. Like it's a cannabis infused drink.
Yeah, infused drink. That's the word. So
okay,
I don't know. Interesting topic.
Yeah,
there would have to be like an age limit on it though. Like
I think 21 it would be.
It's 21. Yeah,
I was reading.
It's the recreation. It's 21.
I was reading the ballot, and it's like it would be 20. You'd have to be 21 or older, like drinking alcohol.
If it'd be the same here as it is back home, but there's recreational zones, you can only do it in certain places, and you have to be 21. So you can't just be like walking down the street smoking a joint. You have to be in a zone.
So it's like a park for smoking.
I guess I went to Seattle this summer and it was like you would just walk around and smell it,
like in the city.
I mean, people are still gonna do it no matter what. Like down the street, they're not gonna do it. Didn't you?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't heard of like negative effects on places where it's been legal, like bad things that have happened because it's become legalized. So I mean, I don't understand why it would be a bad thing.
I don't know.
Legalized.
And when it does come down to business, it's highly regulated. Like if you're off a penny from when they check your books, your life is essentially destroyed because it's still federally legal.
Okay.
So you won't be prosecuted by the state, but you can still be, you know.
Yeah. Although be careful because people like to use it as medicine and like to do their daily routines. but marijuana is a drug, and you cannot drive, and that's considered a DUI.
Yeah.
Do you,
it's like alcohol.
Yeah.
Do you guys think it's addictive? I feel like there is a certain I wouldn't say it's addictive as in like from experience, all right? Like I was watching the Joe Rogan podcast and I guess he made sense. He made sense on it where it's like some people they kind of need it to function day to day. Like there's a thing called wake and bake where you wake up and you smoke immediately. And like that's a daily ritual. At that point I think you are kind of addicted to something.
Okay. Look at us talking about real topics here.
Yeah. Good topic.
Yeah, yeah, good question.
Thanks, Steve.
That was my dad asked that.
It was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, on behalf of my sister, he asked that question.
Nice.
They should be watching separately, though. We need those views.
Right, yeah. Yeah, let's get on that.
Like, if you're watching with someone, don't.
Yeah, yeah. You're messing up already.
Yeah.
Like, 10 computers.
Like, everyone sitting in this room right now should have it up, too.
Just didn't destroy your Wi-Fi.
Yeah, true.
It's okay.
Is it watching or listening?
Oh, yeah, true. not watching.
Listening, right?
Listening, yeah. Oh, I sent out a tweet earlier, too. I said, you'll see us at 8 p.m. But you won't see us, so you'll hear us. Yeah. You'll hear us at 8 p.m., but you won't see us.
Coming loud.
Yeah. Loud and proud, baby.
How are your 49ers doing?
The Raiders are currently covering.
Nice. Nice.
3-0.
What's the spread again?
Plus one, Raiders.
Okay. Go Raiders.
So I'll pick them.
The Raiders.
Pick your favorite color. It's a pick 'em.
Yep.
You got a 50-50 shot.
Yep. There you go. I hope you win it.
I just chose Derek Carr over Nick Mullins.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. What are you going to do there?
Call me crazy.
Yeah. That's a good pick. All right, keep asking questions in the chat. But did anyone come with any material?
So I have a topic.
Yeah.
Because I saw that somebody tweeted and I thought it was really interesting. So this guy from my hometown, he said, conspiracy theory, college counselors screw you up on purpose so you can spend more money on classes at their school. Do you guys believe that this is true?
Yep.
Why?
Oh, man. So I went to my advisor. Explain. So freshman, I mean, I don't want to like.
No, yeah, I mean, we're already here. You're okay, talking about it.
I don't want to, like, talk smack about my school, but...
Oh, I do it all the time.
So, I was applying to the business school here in Michigan State. It was, like, second semester of my freshman year. I went to go see an advisor, and I'm all like, am I good? Can I apply to the business school? And he's like, yeah, you're good. Like, you could have applied today. Like, because you have to apply, like, by a certain date every semester. He was like, you could have applied this semester, whatever. So I'm thinking I'm good to go. I'll apply next semester, business school, like, here I come. So I apply next semester. They send me an email. They're like, no, you didn't take the right classes. Like, you missed one class. You're not even eligible to apply. And I was like, so I went to my advisor. He said, yeah, you're good to apply. Then they rejected me because I didn't have the right classes. What am I supposed to do there?
Throw a challenge flag.
Yeah, I did. I ended up appealing it, and like they like on a conditional basis they accepted me, but yeah. It was like, what am I supposed to do when an advisor lies to my face?
I mean, I don't know, because I feel like at least with the bigger majors like business or pre-med or all these other programs,
it's obviously tough.
They're churning people out. It's like a 15-minute
talk to every kid. Yeah.
I feel like, because what I said was, In the end, it's your responsibility to take care of your college career.
Yeah, there's 40,000 kids here.
Yeah, like,
I mean,
I don't know how many advisors there are for the business school, but I'm sure it's not a 1-to-1 ratio.
Maybe a dozen.
For our grade,
1,000-to-1 maybe.
For being a senior in my major, there's like 9 of us. So when I go to see my advisor, it's like an hour appointment that you can actually talk to them. But that's why.
Yeah, definitely different as a business.
But I don't know if they're actually like going in on you to steal your money. I think it's just like a mistake, or they're tired. Yeah, no, I don't want to say it's dumb, but it's just you should be like double checking your thing. You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like he was like in the back of his head. He wasn't like, you're fine. Yeah, you could have applied. And he's in the back of his head. He's like, ha, ha, ha,
it's like,
sucker.
It's not like they have like, like they're like a money hungry agenda that they're trying to milk you for money.
I'm sure. I don't know. If you went to your advisor and said, I'm thinking about coming back for another semester and taking more classes, do you think they would be against it?
Nope.
I mean, I don't know. I've done that a few times where I've taken 18 credits and I'm taking 12, and they always said, do what you can, and what you can't, then don't do it.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. I guess it's like, it's their advisors. They give you advice.
Yeah, that's
true. At that point, it's on you to kind of, you know.
Make the final decision.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a big list of all the classes I need to take, and I'm checking them off as I go.
Yeah, you see, like,
So, like, I can.
But, like, what I think.
I can do this on my own. I don't, like.
Yeah. It's just kind of like knowing that the upper.
Yeah, it's nice to have that reassurance that you're taking the right classes, you're on the right track.
Yeah.
But once they lied to my face, I'm doing this thing on my own. I'll check those boxes as I need to. Send an email, whatever.
Yeah.
But that one really, that one grinded my gears.
No, I lost 12 credits because I was pre-med at first and now I'm not. So, like, I understand that, but that was also my fault because I moved from pre-med to non-pre-med.
I do think more so, so when I came here freshman year, I was undecided. I didn't know what my major was going to be.
Same.
And so they were like, oh, yeah, they gave me a list of all these classes. They were like, pick 5 that sound interesting to you, and we'll put them on your schedule. And then they gave me the most five random classes that didn't do any, like, they didn't help me at all.
Yeah, I got rid of all my electives in my first 2 years here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because, like, so I was just taking these random classes. Now I'm in the business college, and none of them did anything.
Not even apply to them. It's
frustrating. I took, like, a communications class, whatever.
Let's go. Oh, another Swiftney in Michigan
State.
Hey,
Brenna just got her app.
Let's go.
Hey. Yeah, my sister just finished her college apps.
Shout that was kind out. Of a scary time.
Shout out.
In high school, 4 years ago.
Oh, my
Wait,
God.
Is she a senior? She's a senior. She asked me the other day, she said, when is it time to, like, start not caring?
Well, you gotta wait. You got three more years. You got 3 more years.
I was like,
I
never started. No, in high school. I mean, she's when does senioritis kick in? I'm like, the day it started.
Yeah.
I don't know. Seriously. But yeah, I got a new nickname, guys. It's Vitamin D. So you could call me Heavy D if you want, or Vitamin D.
What emojis go after that?
Vitamin D.
Because you said you're gonna start using more emojis.
Dichotomous. I don't even know where this came from. We were trying to figure out what were you? Luke was on his computer the other day, and
I was trying to figure out what the D in vitamin D stood for.
Yeah, and somehow we.
It's dichotomous.
No, it's not.
No, they're just randomly named.
Yeah,
yeah, they're randomly named.
Debrickishaw.
Debrickishaw for
yeah.
Is there a vitamin A?
Yes, that's for your eyes.
Wait, so they're just named like by letters? They're not.
Yeah,
named.
It just says they were found.
So what is vitamin D good for? Like, what does it do for you?
It's for your bones.
Dun, 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 dun.
It's good for your bones.
What is it good for? I don't know. Vitamin D? Is that the one you get from the sun?
That, and you get it from milk as well, but it's good. It's bone density. Helps with your bones.
Bone density.
I was told that you need to take it in the winter because you don't get a lot of sun.
Yes, because then you get a SADS.
SADS?
SUDS or SADS? Sudden onset...
scurvy.
Weather, whatever. You get scurvy, that's vitamin C. Pirates.
You get scurvy.
Uh-oh.
They're not covering.
Hey, don't. It's still early.
Niner touchdown.
Still early, folks. Is Will Fuller an elite NFL receiver? He's on IR.
It's close.
He's on IR. That's what he is. I guess.
Was that PJ's third rounder?
I don't know. What round?
First rounder?
I'm not sure. It was like fourth round or something. I'm making all sorts of noise over here. We need to like get some clamps. We should do that actually. Clamp these cords down. What do you guys think about that?
Or go wireless.
Yeah, it's not in the budget, but yeah, we don't have more sponsors.
We don't have that type of budget. All right. Anyone else got anything? No, we're making all sorts of noise. Like, if you even touch these cords, like, you can...
Sorry.
You hear that? No, well, you don't have headphones on. All right, what else? Anyone else?
No, not at the moment.
All right, hit us up in the chat. What else we got?
That's it.
How many people...
When is it acceptable to start listening to Christmas music?
This morning,
I played
Michael Bublé.
Oh, dude, RIP in peace, because he retired from music.
He retired.
Yeah, he retired.
But that Christmas album will go down.
It'll
last forever.
I was studying. I was up all night studying for a finance exam. Me and Devin in the same class. Was grinding all night. Looked at my watch. Looked there. Noticed it was November 1st. Pulled out those down speakers and started blaring some.
I think the minute Halloween ends, you can listen to Christmas music.
It's acceptable.
Once Thoughtmas is over?
Thoughtmas. Halloween.
Halloween. No, Thoughtween.
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 Thoughts. You have any thoughts about that?
My thoughts are I don't get cold. Did you get this plant here at the...
No, I couldn't go to the succulent sale.
The succulent sale, succulent house plant sale.
On Facebook, I RSVP'd everything. I had an exam. I was just.
I think Hannah and Maggie were there.
Yeah, Hannah and Maggie went.
Some kind of story.
Of course they
no, I wanted to go. I wanted to go get a cactus or something. Let's a spiky go. Boy.
Should've
I,
a little
I
spiky
was
boy.
Busy. I had too much crap going on. I don't know. I say we all do No Shave November.
The thing is, I
look scruffy.
Just do it.
You can't even grow a hair, Brennan.
No, I do.
Yeah, I've kind of done no shave.
My life.
No shave life.
No shave life.
Keen, can you grow facial hair?
Negative.
We should think of a challenge for this month.
No Shave November.
No, really.
Well,
I. Oh, like.
like summer, October.
Last year we tried to do, what did we, 150 push-ups every day?
Yeah.
I did it.
Well,
like
I can't do that to begin with.
I did it like 3 days.
I went like 15 days and then everyone quit.
Damn. I remember you and Pat were the last. Like it was like you and Pat, right?
No, Pat stopped too.
I quit after like 3 days. Maybe, or I like skipped a day and then tried to do 300 the next because I missed a day and I didn't. these people, man. Bad radio.
Yeah. Nope. Sirius XM after hours.
No comment.
So what are we doing this weekend? Where are we going?
Okay, that's not good.
What are we doing this weekend?
We're going up north, right?
No,
what do you do up north? South, what happens?
What is this up
north? Oh yeah,
what is this? Okay, I don't know what this is.
Okay. This is something good to talk about. These people from California and New Jersey don't understand what up north is.
I understand.
Well, you do now, but you didn't previously. I don't. How do you even explain it?
First of all, what is up north?
Up north. Yeah. It's just like,
is it like an hour or 2 hours?
So in Michigan, there's anywhere? Like there's a bunch of just little lakes in the northernly
lower
so
peninsula.
On my hand, this is Michigan. People always have like a lake house up here.
Mm-hmm. On the phalanges.
And it's just very, in the phalanges. What did you say?
What?
On the phalanges.
Yeah, in the phalanges portion of Michigan. On my hand here.
Basically the top half.
Yeah.
It's not even, it's more of a mindset than it is a...
I could go south and I would still say, are you going up north?
That's what we're doing.
If you had a lake house south,
that makes absolutely no sense.
Like, if I was going to Chicago, I would say I'm going up to Chicago this weekend.
Mm. Is it down from here?
I wouldn't say up to Chicago.
I always say up.
What about Detroit?
I do too. I don't say, unless it's like, down? Like Florida or like going lower.
I think you guys just have some really weird customs out here in the Midwest.
You know that Kid Rock song? It was summertime in northern Michigan.
Yeah.
That's what up north is all about.
Exactly. Yep.
You just go on out in the lake, you're hanging out, no homework,
no homo,
no cell phone
no
service,
no wife, no kids,
no restrictions.
The kids are out on babysit.
No shoes, no shirt, no problem.
No complaints.
Ain't no complaints.
That's up north, but you guys know now because you've been there.
Yep,
I haven't been there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me either.
Okay. Well, you're about to.
Yeah.
Up north.
You're supposed to.
Do you know that?
Yeah. Ooh. Boo. What do you have to say about the allegations?
They're just allegations.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly. What were you saying?
No, we're going to Cassopolis, so technically
it's up north.
It's up north.
It counts.
Yeah.
I like the way people wear sweaters and, like, hats that say...
Up north?
Up north.
I've seen those, like...
Yeah.
The UP.
No.
It's not the it's UP, not. Though. Yeah. That's too far north.
People said the UP.
Up. You see D-Rose crying?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, after his 50-point game.
That's awesome. The 30 for 30 is going to be awesome. D-Rose had 50 points last night.
Did you know that he had, like, 500 dribbles in that 50-point performance, but Clay only had, like, 34?
In his 50-point performance?
Yeah. Well, fun fact.
Catch and shoot.
All about the fun facts.
Spoken like a true Golden State Warriors.
That's an old school NBA versus new school, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, 500 dribbles. Dang. I don't even think I could dribble 500 times without double
dribbling?
No. I don't even know if I could count.
I can't even dribble. Yeah.
Is there someone that's in the broadcast with it that's counting every single dribble they have?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Joe Buck.
Imagine having that job. You're responsible for counting.
I mean, I'm sure somebody
Stephen
like watched somebody.
Paid
they probably checked.
Sure they go back.
Yeah, check
know,
the
like,
tape.
How do you?
They got
what
somebody
do you go
watching
to
the tape.
Get that job. Like, what is that classified as?
I have no idea.
Sports management.
Anyways.
Yeah. All right. Anyone got any other topics?
You're just gonna leave it at that.
I like how he put up 50 and he cried. Yeah, cool. That's like full circle for Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
How many knee injuries?
D-Rose.
Yeah, MVP.
So who's going to go buy some of these Post Malone Crocs?
What?
He made a collaboration with Post Malone.
No, come on.
And they're going out of, they're going out of business, I think.
Can we pull up a picture? Post Malone has Crocs.
Oh, these are sick.
No.
They're turtles.
You'll never make socks sick.
Actually, I don't know. This is probably an unpopular opinion, but I get like weirded out by Post Malone for some reason.
He's kind of cringy.
He is.
He's a little weird. He's a sweetheart. Like, if you watch him on podcasts or like H3H3's podcast, he's a sweetheart, but
he's just a weird.
He's kind of weird.
I just get like a. Yeah.
I feel like his hair smells.
He's cursed.
I feel like his hair smells. Like, I feel like he smells like patchouli.
I don't know.
Like a hippie.
I heard on Twitter there's like some girls saw him like backstage VIP. Like, they left because like he like stank. Just too stank.
Stank.
Yeah. Mm.
All right. Posty.
Well, I like Post Malone.
I do too.
No, I don't have enough knowledge to judge on the.
Yeah.
But.
He's got some great.
Have you heard about the Post Malone curse?
No. Mm-hmm. Here. Talking to the mic.
He like came into contact with like.
Oh. This,
the haunted box. Whatever it's called. It's, like,
it was crazy.
Like, the most infamous haunted object in like the world or whatever.
Oh, and the box.
He like touched it or something. Yeah. Or he came in his he touched it. The and then, box. Like, since then, like, his plane crashed. He got into a car accident. He, like, something else. His house got robbed within, like, a couple months span. So.
Because he touched the box.
Yeah.
He
back to last year's question.
What? Haunted box that cursed Post Malone. Oh, we got to figure out what this box is.
Let's talk some horror stories.
Speaking of like spooky stuff, can we all go watch when La Llorona comes out?
What?
When who?
La Llorona. So it's Mexican folklore. It goes oh my god.
I'm not into
you need
scary
to watch the trailer.
Movies.
You need to watch the trailer.
How do you?
It's a big idea. It's a big deal for like Mexican communities.
Okay.
Because it's like something you were taught as a kid.
Scary movie.
Yeah. It's like the Babadook.
Yeah, whoa. No free ads. No free ads. It's an ad inside of an ad.
Oh, this is going to be a dumb video.
It's 5 minutes long. I don't know if we can. Okay.
Yeah, I don't like your hat. Yeah, turn this off.
Okay, haunted box, whatever. I had something else in mind.
It's like the Warrens and Annabelle. Have you seen that? That's an actual like thing.
That's what. Jesus. That was too loud. I laughed right into the mic. That's what it is?
That's not it.
No, I think that's it.
No, that is it. Yeah, no, that is it. But it's not that big. It's like
it's clickbait. Okay, what are we looking up now?
There it is.
That one.
That's
yeah.
it. That's yeah. it. Yeah, that's it.
What?
There's a video of him like. It's like that guy. I don't know. It's like a weird concept. But
are you guys? Do you guys believe in that stuff?
I mean,
this one. No, I don't know if there's an actual video.
Okay, whatever. Are you guys superstitious?
I'm a little stitious.
I'm a little stitious. Are you prokaryote?
Believe in the supernatural?
Yeah.
They're like
lighters. Yeah, I do. That was a question last week.
There's a Bill Belichick quote. A reporter asked him if he's superstitious at all, if he like does anything every week when they keep winning. Like they're like, "Do you do anything to help your team win like superstition wise?" And he just said, he goes, "I wish it was that easy."
He deflates the balls every Friday morning.
Yeah, that's his superstition. I feel like I'm really loud. There we go. Okay, we got another chat.
Good questions.
When we move the clocks and why?
Sunday.
It's to observe. It's to observe more sunlight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sunday at like 2 a.m., whatever. Okay, so if it's at 2 a.m., right?
We get an hour, I think.
Okay, I'm going to blow your brains. I lost my train of thought because I just said that. Okay, so say there's twins. It's 1:59 and the first twin is born, and then all of a sudden you gotta turn the clocks back at 2.
Who's older?
And the next one's born at 2 minutes later. Which twin is older?
Damn.
The second one.
Alright guys, comment in the comment section below. Okay, so I'm going to say it again.
The one who was born
first. Wait, hold on. No, so hold on. Wait, say it.
So there's a female. She's about to have twins. At 1:59 a.m., she has the first twin. And then 2 minutes later, she has the second twin, but it was daylight savings, so they had to move the clocks back.
So now it's back to one.
So it was technically like 1:59 and then 1:01.
So then it became 1:01, so now you're jumping back an hour, so now it's 12.
Which twin is older?
The first one.
The first one is still going to be older.
Legally, though.
You think?
No.
The one that was first conceived.
But like scientifically, the second one is going to age.
No, scientifically, the first one is older.
Scientifically, the second one's older. Scientifically, because it came out. Oh, wait, that's the first one. First one came out first.
Yes.
But legally, the first
one is legally you're a day behind.
It's crazy.
You guys are too smart. When I read it, I was like, whoa, like, I don't know.
All introspective.
You guys figure it out. You guys figure it out in 30 seconds. The first twin is older. But on the birth certificate, the second twin's older. Mm-hmm. By 58 minutes, right?
Arizona doesn't move their clocks.
What?
Arizona doesn't move their clocks. They don't observe daylight savings.
They flop time zones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird. I don't like Arizona.
It's kind of lit.
Yeah, come on.
Get what the pro? Why be like that?
Why do we even like? Who came up with that idea? And everyone was like, "Yes."
It's like a pagan. It's a pagan like thing where you would want to save as much daylight to farm as long as you could, so you'd move, you'd manipulate time.
So somebody came up with that idea. They're like, "We're gonna switch time," and everyone's like, "Yeah."
So I learned in my like psychology class that heart attacks like spike during daylight savings time because the clocks change and they create like stress because like your body like you used to go and work at the same time, then all of a sudden you got to wake up differently, you like lose sleep, you're stressed out, and like heart attacks just like spike increasingly like those few days.
I would imagine, especially when the clocks move forward, when you lose an hour.
Oh my god!
Spring forward. Spring forward, but fall back.
That one kills me.
I think
fall back is probably nicer. You get an extra hour.
It's fall back, so we
fall back, spring forward.
We got an extra hour.
Yeah.
So we get an extra hour on Sunday, right?
Yeah. So like Saturday night, we'll get an extra hour of sleep.
That's what I'm talking about.
We should stay up and celebrate when it goes 1:59 to 1. We should celebrate.
Extra hour of legally drinking
Saturday.
Sunday morning at 1:59.
It'll go back to 1.
It'll go 1:58, 1:59, 1 o'clock.
Like, it's Sunday, not technically Monday.
No, it's Saturday, morning. Sunday. It's midnight after Saturday, so now it's Sunday.
Sunday morning.
So
Yeah, Sunday Yes, Saturday midnight. Yeah.
No, and it always in the spring.
There's some terminology for us, I'm sure.
In the spring, when it goes forward,
everybody's screwed,
and you lose an hour. It seems like you always end up like staying up till 2 that night. You have something going on, and then you get you lose an hour of sleep.
What if you're like on the time meridian where time starts?
Keen's like, yeah.
Whoa. Yeah,
doesn't affect me.
Yeah, Keen's like, I go to bed at 5. And
every day when I wake up, so I usually like my alarm clock goes off at 4:30, so I can get out of bed like at 4:45 or 5.
For work.
Yeah. Every morning I get up, Kane's just like waddling in the bed after the shower. He's like fresh and clean, and it's like 5 in the morning.
Going to bed.
Good night.
Going to bed.
And I'm like, see you later, honey.
No, in the summer I would text Keen, and I'd be waking up for work at like 7, and you'd be like, yeah, I'm going to bed.
I'd be in West Coast time, though.
Yeah, you'd be like 4 o'clock West Coast. You're like, yeah, I'm watching Good Morning Football. Like, good morning football on NFL Network. Supposed to be like you're getting up for work and watching Good Morning Football. Yeah, you watch it when you're falling asleep.
Honestly, the time makes up for the difference, but when I'm here, I feel like days just stretch out. Probably because I'm not doing anything here. Like, maybe. I am back home, but...
Yeah.
Die up?
What's the score of the game? What time is it?
8:58.
All right. Any other questions for the chat? Hit it up now. If not, let me read my outro. I don't even have one written, I don't think. The last thing I had written is go to the guests. Anyone else get anything to say? Anyone else get anything to plug?
Apple makes 29.1 million per minute per hour.
Jeez.
Imagine just making that much money. Imagine, what would you even do with that?
Imagine if they were like, we're going to give the next hour's worth of earnings to Devin, and then I could retire.
Okay, so like, what would you have done with that $1 billion jackpot?
Apple's a pretty nice guy, though.
Apple? He's a pretty nice guy, yeah.
Mr. Apple.
You think so? You think that's what his head looks like the logo?
John Apple.
John Appleseed.
Johnny Apple.
I got a fun fact. Last week when... the markets were down. Jeff Bezos in 2 days lost $19 billion net.
But that's nothing.
He doesn't care.
Apple's worth $1 trillion.
They both are.
He doesn't care.
Huh. I'm just saying. Yeah. The dude just lost $19 billion. All right. Okay. Cool. All right. What's cracky?
What does cracky mean? That's my question.
Raps. I have a relative.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I have a relative. What, he's a rapper, raps? SoundCloud rapper.
Cracky raps. What is that?
It's a rapper.
My, it's like a, I don't know if he's my he's not.
Does he spit bars?
He's like my second cousin.
Is it bars? Than,
check him out on DJ SoundCloud.
Overcast, DJ Overload, whatever his name is. What's his name?
What?
Cracky Raps.
Cracky Raps.
Brandon, you don't make sense half the time.
Jamal, what's his name?
Oh.
DJ Overload.
DJ Overload.
Young Smoke.
Young Smoke.
Jamal.
Young Perp.
Smoke Perp.
Yeah. All right, that's the cue. We're going on an hour, so we got to get going. We'll be on same time next week. What do we have to plug? Follow us on Twitter at DJS Podcast. Instagram. We got polls up there. Devin J. Swinney Podcast on Instagram.
Tom Holland, baby.
Yeah, go vote against Brennan in that poll. What else? Are we on Spotify? We had some trouble last week. The last one was messed up. Maybe eventually we could get it on there. We'll see.
Apple Music users would be nice.
But it should take like a day, right? It should take a day?
Yeah, not even.
It should take a day, not even. You can quote us. So this episode will be on Spotify in a day, not even. I guess it doesn't even make sense that I'm saying this because the people that listen on Spotify aren't going to be listening right now.
So
Spotify.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. Follow us on Twitter. If you want to be on the show, slide into my DM. Please subscribe on YouTube. And then tell everyone you know about this.
Nope. Spread the word, dude. And don't watch the podcast together.
No. Watch it alone. Individually. All right. That's it. Psychedelic Therapy. See you next week. Peace out.